Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. Well, it is 42 days after the election, and 42 minus 4 days since every network called the election for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But today was the first day that for the first time, we heard this.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The president-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the vice president-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris.
Coming after at least 13 other Republican senators, coming after the leaders of most of our European allies, and even after Vladimir Putin, that was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledging the thing that pretty much everyone with an understanding of the constitutional process of elections has at least privately acknowledged since at least the middle of November. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. And that quote came more or less exactly at the same time as the president was retweeting Attorney Lynn Wood calling for the Republican governor and Secretary of State of Georgia to be jailed. So that's kind of where we are right now. All along in this post-election saga, there have sort of been two different schools of thought about the president's actions denying the results of the election. One was that our constitutional and legal guardrails are still, after all, robust. And so all of that sound and fury should be ignored because all the denials and lawsuits were eventually going to fall flatter than a joke about Santa Claus spreading COVID. And I mean, those lawsuits and denials did fall really flat, most notably on Monday when the Electoral College, without a whole lot of drama actually, confirmed what we all knew, that Joe Biden received 306 electoral votes. The sound and fury did signify nothing when it comes to the scoreboard, at least. But then there's another school of thought, which is that far from being worthy of ignoring, the election denialism should be a five-alarm fire. After all, faith in our elections is pretty essential to this whole project of democracy we're doing here in the United States. After the 2000 election, for example, there were plenty of Democrats who were unhappy with the results, even some who did believe it was unfairly stolen. But Al Gore didn't go around encouraging that. He conceded. After the 2008 and 2016 elections, too, lots of folks weren't happy, but there was never a widespread belief that Barack Obama or Donald Trump was elected because of some vast conspiracy of election fraud. But that's exactly what Donald Trump is alleging now, even while people like Mitch McConnell are finally trying to tune him out. And there are consequences to all this. A Fox News poll last week found that 36% of voters say that the election was, quote, stolen from Trump. And that includes more than two-thirds of Republicans. 36%, by the way, is almost exactly the same as the share of voters who think that Trump's tenure as president was good or one of the best ever. And it's about the same as the share of voters who want Trump to run again in 2024. And there's a real question about whether that's sustainable. How can Joe Biden effectively govern when the GOP's voters overwhelmingly think he's not a legitimate president without any evidence to prove that? How are Republican lawmakers incentivized at all to work with a Biden administration when all of that's the case? And what does it mean for future elections when a chunk of the country believes that a massive cover-up of fraud is even possible? None of it feels particularly merry and bright. And while the fever may be breaking, or nature may be healing, or whatever you want to say, in some places, 36% is a big number, and one that the outgoing president seems interested in keeping as high as possible. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.